W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. The Justice Department suing to split up Ticketmaster and Live Nation. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the lawsuit.
Live Nation has illegally monopolized markets across the live concert industry in the United States for far too long.
The lawsuit accuses Live Nation of hurting artists, shutting out smaller venues, and forcing fans to pay higher prices for tickets and fees.
Those include ticketing fees, service fees, convenience fees, handling fees, and payment processing fees.
Live Nation calls the allegations baseless.
The NCAA and five major college sports conferences have agreed to an antitrust settlement worth $2.8 billion over the next 10 years. This essentially sets the stage now for a groundbreaking revenue sharing model that could start paying college athletes as soon as fall of 2025. Till now, they haven't been allowed to earn money from endorsements or sponsorships. Abortion is mostly illegal in Arizona, but doctors and patients are now welcome next door.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law that lets Arizona doctors perform abortions on their patients in California. The Golden State has passed dozens of laws to protect and allow abortion access. That includes $20 million to help patients from other states that have severe restrictions. Arizona lawmakers have repealed a law that bans nearly all abortions there. That repeal doesn't go into effect until later this year. Peter King, CBS News.
Louisiana's governor is also expected to sign a bill soon that would classify abortion pills as controlled substances. Mother Nature could spoil many Memorial Day weekend plans. Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
Memorial Day itself, very active in the east. A lot of issues on I-95, I-75, I-70, I-40, I-94. Heads up, Chicago and Atlanta could have some delays at the airports. The west, though, high and dry.
Today, the Supreme Court made it harder to prove racial discrimination in electoral maps. CBS's John Dickerson reports the high court backed South Carolina Republicans who pushed out 30,000 black voters when they redrew a congressional district.
The new map breaks up Charleston County to solidify the once swing district as a Republican stronghold. South Carolina, which has seven congressional districts, only has one majority black district, despite black people making up 25% of the state.
And hundreds of Harvard students gathered today to chant outside of graduation, a day after the school announced that 13 students who participated in pro-Palestinian encampments wouldn't get their diplomas. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News.